Do you remember your first day at Fielding and Platt? What was that like?
Horrible. I was just only a tot, and there was a what they call a long column which you had to polish with tape. It was like carborundum tape, and you had to keep pulling like this with someone else at the other end. Being new, I didn't know what, and of course they played me up. They jerk in it, and it used to go through my hands and cut off my hands. So I went home bleeding that day.
And that was the first thing they made you do? There wasn't a tour of the works or anything like that to start with?
It came later. In actual fact, they took me around later, and I went to a machine shop. And there was an old man on a drilling machine, and he said to me, "Hello, boy, you don't know who I am, do you?" I said, "No." He said, "I'm your great uncle Arthur." And he retired the week after I started. And someone gave me a rule that he used with his name printed on there with all the old-fashioned measurements, which a lot of people wouldn't know today.
So that was your first experience that you can remember in the apprentice school of polishing this steel rod. What was the apprentice school like at that time, or was there no apprentice school?
Apprenticeship school for years after.
So you just went straight onto the shop floor?
Yes. And it was cool at times. I was knocked unconscious by one man.
Really? Why was that?
Well, I was told to go and get a special tool. I was only an apprentice. And he was up working on a crane, so I shouted up to him. Next thing I knew, I was knocked unconscious and being brought round on the toilets with water.
And did anyone tell you what had happened?
Yes, it was another fellow, a journeyman, said I shouldn't have shouted up to him. I should have asked him first, but I didn't know. So I had two black eyes.
So he hit you?
Oh, yes. I was unconscious, and the others took me out to the toilets and brought me around.
And when was that, fairly early on in your time there?
Well, that was when I was about second year apprenticeship, I should think.
So even though you'd been there all that time, apprentices were still treated differently?
Yes. The journeyman would give you a cloak round the ears, and that was it.
Do you remember any other stories of apprentices being mistreated in that way?
Oh, there's quite a few. I had a cuff around the ears and things like that. At those early stages, I don't say later on, but yes. But the fellow that did it, he left not long after, funnily enough, went to the wagon works. And I went down to the wagon works to see some machinery down there for Fieldings, and I saw him. And I was much bigger then, and he went. He remembered, and I remembered him, but I didn't do anything.